Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were in Kyiv late Sunday and held talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, this according to Alexei Arestovych, an advisor to the Ukrainian president. Zelensky announced the visit of Blinken and Austin to the Ukrainian capital late on Saturday, although Washington has declined to confirm the trip. In a lengthy Saturday night news conference in a Kyiv subway station, Zelensky said he was looking for the Americans to produce results, both in terms of arms and security guarantees. Zelensky said Ukraine is expecting, quote, specific things and specific weapons from the United States, not just, as he called them, presents. Zelensky has repeatedly pleaded for more heavy weapons, including long-range air defense systems, as well as warplanes. In each of the past 2 weeks, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $800 million in shipments of arms for Ukraine, along with $500 million in economic assistance. With congressional approval for military assistance for Ukraine nearly exhausted, Biden has said he will seek approval for more aid. After the Blinken-Austin visit, Zelensky is set to meet Thursday with U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The U.N. chief is scheduled to meet with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara on Monday and Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, in Moscow on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Russia bombarded eastern Ukraine Sunday, including a steel factory in the besieged southern port city of Mariupol. Ukrainian officials said Russian forces launched a new airstrike on the Azovstal steel factory in Mariupol. This is VOA News.